It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day. I'm glad that you've joined us today to enjoy the Word of God and to search the Word of God. I'm going to move today, this being Christmas. I would like to spend some time today in reading through Matthew and some verses in Luke concerning not only the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus, but also we're going to read some verses concerning in Matthew. It tells us in the second chapter that the Savior is born. And so we're going to spend some time looking at the crucifixion and the burial and the resurrection as well. So please that you join us today as we study the Word of God. We're going to begin reading today and going to read a lot of verses of Scripture. We're going to begin reading in Matthew chapter 1 at the 18th verse. And so if you would like to open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1 verse 18, and then also if you'd like to turn to the second chapter of Luke. And I hope that you have, as I've discussed many times, to have a couple of Bibles, have two Bibles in front of you that you can follow along with me, because we're going to be reading some verses, many verses in Matthew, and then many verses in Luke. So please that you would follow along very carefully in both of those areas of Scripture today, and I'm glad that you're with us. I'd like to share with you while you're opening your Bibles up that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. And now let's begin reading, and we have many verses of Scripture to read, and so I'm going to read only a couple of verses here, and then we will begin to enjoy the study, and because we're going to read so many verses today. And I would like to read first of all in Matthew, and we're going to read verse 25, Matthew chapter 1, verse 25. We're going to read that one verse, then we'll begin with prayer, and then we're going to go back and read many verses earlier, starting at the 18th verse of chapter 1. So please listen very carefully. Matthew chapter 1, verse 25. And knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. Let's begin with prayer now. Father, I thank you that we can come together and enjoy your precious word. And we're going to, again, leave the book of Philippians for this day, and we're going to look at the sweet verses of Scripture here in Matthew and Luke concerning the birth of the Lord Jesus. So please guide and lead us now as we read many verses of Scripture and to visit and fellowship over these verses today. And speak to our hearts and show us so clearly, Lord, that we're lost and need a Savior, and Jesus is the Savior. So please, Lord, help us to understand how to be saved and how that we should live after the Lord Jesus, to live for Him and with Him. Please, Lord, guide and lead each and every one that is listening today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's back up to the 18th verse, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. And again, many of these verses of Scripture are very familiar to you, and we're just going to read through them. And we've read through, we may stop now and then and make a few comments about them, but just kind of enjoy this sweet story that we have recorded concerning the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, until she brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. You know, these are sweet verses of Scripture. And before we continue here, and we're just going to read two more verses in Matthew, and then we're going back to Luke, I want you to understand that it's so important that Jesus was born of a virgin, from a virgin, and that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and not conceived by a man. Now, if you go back into the book of Luke, it gives an explanation of that virgin conception. And Mary was a young lady that was usable. Mary has no special powers. Mary had nothing. She is not God herself by any means. She was a vessel that is usable. And I hope that you and I are vessels that are usable. First of all, we need to be a child of God and come to know the Lord Jesus and walk after the Lord Jesus. And once we begin that walk, we begin to move towards to be a good servant, to get rid of the sin and to allow the presence of God and His righteousness to come into our life so that we can walk a holy, separated life pleasing unto the Lord. Now, Mary was a usable person. She was a woman that had walked a holy, separated life. She was a virgin. And to be a young lady today and to be a virgin is very great. People today believe that you should test to see if you can get along, so we're going to live together for a while, and then we'll see whether whether we're compatible, and if we are, then we'll get married. That is not the way God has intended in His Word for us to live. God knows what's best for us, and we must stay separated and holy until we've been united properly through marriage. And we should not live together. You should not sleep together until you have been married, and then enjoy what God has given you. But don't misuse it and don't pervert it. And please that you understand how necessary it is. And if you're a young lady and you're getting to that age today and the pressures in the outside world, you maintain that you need to be someone that God can use. And you have to stay pure to do that. And please that this young lady named Mary was a woman that had this much of the same pressures that we have today. Those things have never changed, and yet Mary stayed separated. She stayed holy. She stayed pure, and God was able to use her. And I praise God for that. Now, Mary had no special power other than the power and the presence given to God that could keep her separated and holy, as we have that same power and strength. But Mary today, as some folks believe, is someone that you can pray for, and then she'll go into the Father, or go into the Lord Jesus, and minister for us. That's not true at all. Mary was just a very sweet, very holy, very separated woman that had set her life and her eyes upon Jesus, and had no idea that she was going to be the chosen vessel to bring the Savior into the world, conceived by the Holy Spirit, but born of the Virgin Mary. Now, we're right there now. We have that quote from the sweet Old Testament, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted as God with us. If your scripture has changed that to a young woman instead of virgin there, you understand why that I want to stay with King James, because there are many changes in the Word of God, and most of those are pathetic changes that take away the power of God and the truth of God. I ask you that you stay with the King James Bible, because I want you to see words like virgin and other special areas of the Scripture where it's been misused by the people that have tried to interpret it and tried to make it easier to read. Study the Word of God. Search the Word of God. And again, here in verse 25, and he knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Now we're going to stop there. And I'd like for you to grab your other Bible. And if you don't have another Bible available, I ask that you would just turn back on to Luke. And we're going to be in Luke chapter 2. And the second chapter of Luke, verse 6, is where we're going to start. Luke chapter 2, verse 6. And we're going to pick up kind of midstream here between these two Gospels to have us understand so clearly. And now Luke chapter 2, verse 6, I hope that you have that in front of you and can follow along. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should deliver. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Remember back in Matthew, Jesus was born, and then we move over to the wise men. Now we've backed up just a little bit. We have back to the birth of the Lord Jesus here, and he's wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Isn't it so sad that he was born in a stable and not in the fanciest palace of the world? King of kings, Lord of lords. And yet Jesus was born from a poor family, Joseph and Mary, fathered by the Holy Spirit. And when it came time to be born into this world, there was no room in the inn, but was found a place in a stable, laid him in a manger. And there were, in verse 8, in that same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. What an announcement was received by the shepherds as the angels appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. Oh, the holiness of God, that they would see that, they would witness the presence and the glory there. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Now you hear me many times talk about the power and the presence and the joy of being a Christian. Well, this joy was about to be presented to the world. Born of the Virgin Mary, brought into this world, and the life begins God-man, no less God, and yet completely and totally man, a perfect man. A perfect man. And the angel said, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. The Savior is born. Too many folks stay right at the stable, right at the manger, and they leave Jesus in that manger. Too many folks look at the Lord Jesus and they celebrate Christmas, but they missed that he is Savior, and he has come to seek and to save. And I ask that you would look unto the Lord Jesus and remember, as we continue to read these verses of Scripture, the announcement that the angels gave unto the shepherds. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now we're to verse 13, chapter 2 of Luke, verse 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards man. Can you just hear that? Can you hear that? That great announcement as the heavens just come alive. And they announced upon the world praising God. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill towards man. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, and the shepherds were one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen as it was told them. Again, back to verse 16. They went to find this Christ child, Savior. The Savior has been born. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When you come looking for the Savior, you seek Him, you will find Him. It's so important, my friend, that you don't just look at this baby lying in a manger as you have your Christmas program and you have this beautiful cradle and this beautiful nativity scene and here's this baby lying in a manger and you look at that little baby, but that's as far as you go. They were told, before they looked unto that child, they were told, Savior. They were told, today unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. They were seeking the Savior. They came and found the baby lying in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, verse 16 says. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. You see what happens when you find Jesus? You proclaim it around the world to tell people, Jesus has come to save the world. Jesus is here. And again we have in verse 19, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen as it was told them. Now if we'll go back now to Matthew chapter 2, we're going to pick up at verse 3, right where we left off before. Matthew chapter 2, verse 3. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, required to them diligently what time the star appeared. Remember back when we read at the very beginning of chapter 2, and I'll read the first two verses again. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. That's the same wise men, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. Herod did not like the sound of that. He did not care for somebody else being called king. And they come, Where is he born king of the Jews? Now we find back to verse 7, Matthew chapter 2, verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. You remember the excitement that we find with the shepherds as they found the baby Jesus lying in a manger? Now, in verse 10 it says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy, and when they were come unto the house. In our programs that we have in church, do you realize that we're misusing the Word of God? Because first of all, you have the shepherds arriving to see the birth, Jesus wrapped in the swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. A time has passed, and they have moved from the stable to the house. And it tells us here in verse 11, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to them gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Many people believe there were just three wise men because of the three gifts. But there were probably a great number. And these are some of the gifts that was presented. But there was a great number that arrived. And they arrived much later than the shepherds. They had moved from the stable to the house, and it was much later. But when they arrived, they had quite a trip, but when they arrived, they presented unto them, they fell down and worshipped him, and they presented their treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Oh, the birth of the Lord Jesus. The shepherds and the wise men, as they look into the Lord Jesus. The Savior is born. The Savior is born. Now, if we would go back to Luke. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. I hope that you turn with me. Luke chapter 19, verse 28. And when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. 33 years later, the Savior that was born in Bethlehem, that the shepherds and the wise men arrived to see, to lay the gifts before them, for the shepherds to hear the heavens announce the birth, for the wise men to see the star, and to fall before him and honor him and praise him and worship him. And now 33 years later, I don't want you to leave him in the stable. I don't want you to stay there. I want you to come with me. Because I want you to know what Jesus was born, for what purpose. Jesus was born to die. As it tells us back in Matthew, the Savior is born. And again in verse 28, Luke 19, 28, and when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. He's going to die. He entered Jerusalem. In the 10th verse of chapter 20, Luke chapter 20, verse 10, and at that season he sent a servant to the husbandmen that they should give him of the fruits of the vineyard, vineyard and the tenants. I missed a chapter here, I'm sorry. I knew when I read that wasn't correct. I want to go back to 19. 1910, not 2010, 1910. It's a very important scripture verse that I don't want you to miss. And I almost went over it. Luke 19:10, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. In the 28th verse of that same chapter, they're entering Jerusalem to die on the cross of Calvary. The Son of God, born of the Virgin, come to seek and to save that which is lost. Now on to Luke chapter 22, verse 19. We find themselves all the way into Jerusalem, into the upper room, and they're having the final Lord's Supper. He took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you." He gave us something to remember. And every time we have the Lord's Supper, we remember what he did that great day, that he took my sins away on the cross of Calvary. It's a joy to walk after the Lord Jesus. If you'll continue with me now, Luke chapter 22, verse 54. I told you we'd be through many verses of Scripture. Luke chapter 22, verse 54. And they took him, and they led him, and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. Judas has betrayed him. He was arrested. Luke 22, 63. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. He was mocked and beaten. If you take a little criticism about being a Christian, Jesus was spit upon and beaten and mocked. And not for something he did, but because he had taken and was about to take the load of all the sins of the world. You see, man is in their natural state, hates God. And here was God, man and God, perfect. They didn't like that. Because when you're perfect, you show your sinful condition when somebody else is. When Jesus is perfect standing before you, and that's the reason you always need to look to the Word of God. We find in 23, Luke 23, 63. Luke 23:33. I go through so many verses of Scripture, I apologize that I'm missing, turning some numbers around. Luke 23:33. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand, the other on the left. Savior is born. Jesus just died for you and for me. Verse 53, Luke 23:53. And he was buried, he took him down, wrapped him in linen, and laid him in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, in which never a man before was laid. Jesus was buried. Born and wrapped in swaddling clothes, died, was wrapped in linen, and laid in the grave. Chapter 24, verses 1 through 6. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, there came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them, and they found the stone rolled away. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces into the earth, they said unto them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen." Oh, my friend, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered and died, buried and rose again. Please come to Jesus today. Turn by faith into the Lord Jesus and be saved. There's not a better day than today. Today is the only day. Please come to Jesus today. You're not promised tomorrow. My friend, what are you going to do? about Jesus.